Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee Public Records Online Directory, new resource for TN Real Estate Research. A centralized online directory of Tennessee public records is now available to streamline access to property and county-level data. Real estate professionals in TN can use this directory to efficiently locate public records essential for due diligence, title research, and property valuations. Bookmark 8/publicrecords.netronline.com/statetn for quick access to Tennessee public records across counties. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines, TN Agents, How Commission Structures Work and Who Pays, Bankrate. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commission as a percentage of a home's sale price and who covers the cost. Understanding commission mechanics helps Tennessee agents clearly communicate their value and fee structure to local buyers and sellers. Review the full breakdown of agent fees and commissions at the source link. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee commission rates. What pros should know about average realtor fees? HomeLight breaks down the average Tennessee real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. For Tennessee agents, understanding benchmark commission rates helps you competitively price your services and set clear client expectations. Review the full commission breakdown to sharpen your listing strategy. h/www.homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-tennessee. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. TN Commission Rates Splits NAR Settlement Impact Explained. A new guide breaks down Tennessee's real estate commission landscape, covering average rates, commission splits, and how the NAR settlement is reshaping compensation structures. Understanding evolving commission norms helps Tennessee agents stay competitive and compliant as industry standards shift post-settlement. Review the full breakdown to ensure your commission strategy aligns with current TN market expectations. www.kalirealestate.com/career-hub/real-estate-commission-in-Tennessee. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Nashville and Davidson County Property Assessor ensures fair, equitable appraisals. The Property Assessor of Nashville and Davidson County works to accurately appraise property, achieving fairness and equity across the metropolitan area. Reliable property assessments from this office directly affect listing prices, tax obligations, and transaction outcomes for real estate professionals working in Middle TN. Review current appraisal practices and property records at httpw.pactn.org. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville Property Assessor launches Real Property Search Tool for TN Real Estate Pros. The Nashville Property Assessor's Office provides a real property search system to identify, list, appraise, and classify all taxable properties for the annual assessment roll, while educating property owners on appeals and assistance programs. TN real estate professionals gain direct access to official property valuations, classification details, and appeal timelines that inform pricing strategies, client advisory, and transaction due diligence in Nashville. Bookmark the search portal to verify assessed values and track appeal deadlines. www.padctn.org/real-property-search/. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Cannon County Property Assessor Office, key resource for TN Real Estate Pros. The Cannon County Property Assessor page provides information about property assessment services in Cannon County, Tennessee. Property assessor offices determine taxable valuations that directly affect transaction calculations, appeal timelines, and client advisory for real estate professionals in Tennessee. Bookmark h/cannoncountytn.gov/properties-assessor/ for quick access to assessment records and valuation processes in Cannon County. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Maury County Assessor oversees local property valuations for TN Real Estate. The Maury County Property Assessor is responsible for valuing locally assessed real property and commercial and industrial personal property in the county. Accurate property assessments directly affect transaction pricing, tax obligations, and investment decisions for Tennessee real estate professionals operating in Maury County. Review current valuations at https://maurycounty-tn.gov/assessor to ensure your listings and client estimates align with official assessments. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville Building Permits, Metro Codes Department's Core Role in Construction. The Department of Codes and Building Safety in Nashville issues building permits and related trades permits as one of its primary responsibilities. Real estate professionals in TN need to understand Metro Nashville's permit issuance process to accurately advise clients on construction timelines and compliance requirements. Review permit requirements at the source URL before advising clients on Nashville construction projects. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Hamilton County Building Permits, TN Government Services data available online. Hamilton County, Tennessee provides government services, court information, and building permit data through its official website. Real estate professionals in TN can access permit history and inspection records to verify property compliance and support due diligence in Hamilton County transactions. Review building permit records at the source URL before closing deals in Hamilton County. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Knox County launches TN Property Search Tool for public records access. Knox County, Tennessee provides an online property search portal for accessing public property records. Real estate professionals in TN can quickly verify ownership, assessments, and parcel details to streamline transactions and due diligence in the Knoxville market. Bookmark atppropertyinfo.knoxcountytn.gov/ for fast Knox County property lookups. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Rutherford County Residential Building Permits, key resource for TN real estate pros. Rutherford County, TN provides an online resource for residential building permit information. Access to permit data helps Tennessee real estate professionals track new construction activity and inventory trends in one of the state's fastest-growing counties. Bookmark this portal to monitor residential development pipeline in Rutherford County. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.